One of the celebrated traditions in the White House is the annual transformation that takes place to celebrate the holiday season. Susie Fields, an interior designer who volunteered at the White House, and Andy Ball, chief of staff to Mrs. Laura Bush in the White House, sat down to talk with us about the hard work and beauty that is Christmas at the White House.
Oh, my favorite memory is, of course, the first year, walking upstairs and just see how these beautifully decorated trees with snow on the trees and the lights and the snow all over the floor. I have never seen anything like that before.
Andy and Susie share their memories and also share tips that we can all use in our holiday decorating at home. I'm Andrew Kaufman, and this is The Strategist, presented by the George W. Bush Presidential Center. We've got a special holiday edition of The Strategist today. We are with Andy Ball, the chief of staff to Mrs. Bush, who's both in the governor's office and at the White House from 2001 to 2004. And we've also got Susie Fields, an interior designer who volunteered at the White House while President Bush and Mrs. Bush were in office. Thank you both so much for hanging out with us today here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, you know, y'all, you're here at the Bush Center today helping decorate the building so that it has got a festive holiday flair. Y'all also did that in the White House as well. So we'd love to just hear some stories from that time. But to start, can you talk some at a high level about what goes into the holiday preparations at the White House? Andy, let's start with you.
Well, it's always been a tradition that the White House was decorated, and that was an opportunity for so many people across the country to come look at the White House and see it in its full glory with beautiful trees and all kinds of fabulous decorations. So it was a tradition that had already been happening. And of course, President and Mrs. Bush had been there when his father was president. So they knew already how this worked. And when Mrs. Bush became First Lady, immediately we started working on the theme and the Christmas cards, which starts really early in the year. By March, we're already looking for the artists for the Christmas card and working. We worked with Hallmark, to do the design, to get it on the card. And the lists are being made of who's going to get it. I think the first year we had over a million cards, and when I left in 2004, we were doing 2.3 million Christmas cards. And I'm sure it was even bigger by the end of their term. So so there's a big process that starts happening. And Mrs. Bush at that point also picked the theme that was going to happen so that when the decorators were ready to start coming, and Susie can talk about that, around Thanksgiving, the ornaments had been ordered. We had the First Lady's office would reach out to states or guilds to do specific decorations that were going to fit on the tree. We have children across the United States who would make some kind of an ornament and send them. So that part was already in the works. And then Susie can talk about what happened when they got there and those ornaments were already there.
All the designers and florists that had been invited to come to the White House would meet Monday morning at the White House outside the gate. And we would all get into the vans and head to the warehouse, which I don't think anyone knew where we were going. And we went a different way every day. So we get to the warehouse, and I was in awe of just all the decorations. And everyone was in a certain team. The floral department had maybe five full-time florists, and then they were head of the team. And you would get to the warehouse and fluff all the garland, make the bows, which would be page after page of bows. So every window in the White House, inside and outside, had a bow. And we would make those bows for days and days. And then we would start wiring all the ornaments. And we would be at the warehouse 3 days. And then we were off for Thanksgiving, and then we started early Friday morning decorating, and we would usually finish on Saturday or Sunday. So it was decorating. I would be gone for 10 days in D.C.
Wow, 10 days of just full-time decorating.
We took off for Thanksgiving, and we would – there was
– okay, I see.
Yeah, we would – but I would be gone for 10 days, and it was – it's just hard to describe how you – what that feeling, just to be in the White House, and we're so honored to be able to do that. So,
So what would really surprise me most about it? Like I'm trying to picture it, because I've never actually been to the White House at Christmas, and I'm trying to picture it in my head. And, you know, describe what that scene looks like when you walk in those doors.
Well, when we would bring all of the ornaments in, they were all in rolling big wooden bins, and each room, the cross hall, all the different rooms were labeled. And so all the decorations that you prepared for that room would roll into that area. And each person was on, you know, in that room, and they worked there for the whole time. And then I think the first year we did the snow. And when we left that night, we thought, oh, how is this ever going to be cleaned up by tomorrow? And we walked in the next day, and it was just the most beautiful winter wonderland.
Magical.
It was absolutely magical. You just can't. And just to look at the interior of the White House was spectacular, and you're just in awe. And still to this day, I look back and think, it was just amazing.
It really
was. Hard to describe. It's hard to describe because it's a beautiful.
Part of while you all were decorating, when they brought the boxes to the White House, was the day that the Christmas tree arrived. And so the White House usher would travel somewhere in the United States. He picked it out earlier in the year, and he had found the tree. It was delivered, and it was delivered in a wagon. Mm-hmm. People who had grown the tree would come with their family and bring it up, and Mrs. Bush would go outside and meet them. And they would bring that tree in, and they actually had to remove the chandelier in the room to put the tree in. The family could come in, and they had cookies and some tea, and see that tree being their tree being put up. And it was just so fun. I mean, it was just like they did it at the governor's mansion too in Texas, and they decorated the governor's mansion in Texas, which was always beautiful. But the White House was just that top tier fabulous. Yeah. And that first year Susie's talking about, I remember walking up the stairs and walking in there. It just took your breath away. Yeah. It was stunning because the snow on those absolutely polished floors, everything glistened. And it was sort of like a fairyland.
Right.
It was just beautiful. Every year was fabulous, but the first year,
it was amazing.
Andy, you mentioned the theme. Each year had a theme that Mrs. Bush would pick. What went into picking those themes? Like, how did those come about?
It was Mrs. Bush's idea. Mm-hmm. So she would decide. The first year was Home for the Holidays, and it was the perfect theme for that year because of September 11th. And the second year was All Creatures Great and Small. The third year, A Season of Stories, and the fourth year was A Season of Merriment and Melody. But along with those themes and everyone who came to volunteer, the White House staff made these really wonderful statues and
the houses. Vignettes,
yes, they had houses which were the houses of the presidents. And that first year, the second they did the White House pets one year. So there was Barney and Kennedy's horse? I can't think of the name.
And then the goat or the sheep?
There were sheep.
Sheep.
It was just very fun. And so that was what the White House staff spent their whole summer doing. They built these paper mache, wonderful pieces that sat on everywhere in the cross hall. And so when people came in, they would see all of that also. So it was just the whole, everything went together in a fabulous way. And it was, you know, Mrs. Bush knew what to do because she had already seen how that happened. So she was very comfortable in getting it all.
Susie, would you ever hear a theme and say, boy, what are we going to do with that? How am I going to work with that?
Well, I think when we would get there and see how they had come up with the idea and then how they developed it. So there were quite a few of the volunteers that, like Jim Marvin, had the showroom that made all the Christmas ornaments. And one year he said, well, we are going, it was when it was, I think, all things bright and beautiful. And so he was going to make a centerpiece for the table. He brought a turkey baster, and we cut the petals off of thousands of pine cones, and he glued them on one by one. And that was just for the centerpiece.
Wow.
And it had bright orange tulips in it. It was how they came up with these ideas, but Nancy Clark was just a master. And she could, you know, she would take this theme and develop it. And so it was, and one year it was Willy Wonka's, on the dining table, Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. And how they made it, it's their thoughts, how they would ever come up with the, you know, I don't know.
It was amazing. So the, and of course the White House chef was busy doing the gingerbread
right.
house.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2002, it had 80 pounds of gingerbread, 50 pounds of chocolate, and 20 pounds of marzipan.
Oh, wow.
And it was so big.
That's huge.
That they had to drive it around to bring it in. And, you know, you each year had this fabulous centerpiece. The bald eagle that was on the dessert table one year had 80 pounds of chocolate.
Oh, wow.
So you just realized how much work went into doing that.
It's the White House craftspeople that did all this.
Right. And you know what? They've been there so long. They know how to do it. And they had fun, too. I mean, it was fun for everybody.
It was fun. The electricians, I mean, all of them took part, and they made all of, like, the houses. And then all the other, you could say, I would like you to make, you know, that nutcracker that's, how tall is the nutcracker? And it was just, they'd do it. It was just, it's magical. That's all I can say. It's just, it's hard to believe that they could really, it comes together that quickly.
Then you come back as an interior designer, like, man, I want a 20-foot nutcracker in this project. Where's the craftsman to do this?
Well, it's so, I mean, I think this year, I say it was my favorite, but every year was kind of my favorite. But the red, white, and blue was so patriotic, and it just kind of...
That was 2008? Yeah.
It just hits you right where you think, this is why I'm here, you know?
So, and, of course, after all the decorators did their job, which was a lot of work. I mean, they were working really hard. The first party was with the decorators, and the people who made the ornaments. So we would invite all of the ornament makers to come.
Oh, cool.
And after the first year, we were kind of novices at it. And so the second year, we realized people wanted to know where the ornament was.
Oh, that. Oh.
And so we numbered the ornaments and did a diagram of the tree. So if they came in and said, I'm from Georgia, and I did the bird from Georgia,
right.
They could look up and say, oh, you're right there on the very
top. Oh, wow.
We could tell them and show them where their ornament was so they could take a picture of their ornament on the tree.
And this isn't just a 6-foot tree that you've got in your house. This is a
huge,
a massive tree.
Huge. Massive to the ceiling. And so, each year we learned, oh, wait, we need to do some... You know, you figure out something you didn't think of before. But I actually think doing that was a key to everything because people want to know where their ornament is. And it was very special. And I think it was special that the White House made the effort to show them where their ornament was on the tree.
Right. That's kind of a key part of when you hear stories from the Bush White House, a lot of it comes back to trying to be thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And these are the things that kind of make you, that are those little thoughtful gestures that mean a lot to people that are
right.
involved.
That's right. So the party started right then. I mean, that was, you know, the very first party. The visitor's office handled the entertainment that was at all of these parties. So they reached out during the whole year finding choirs and musical groups and bell ringers and everything who would come and entertain at some point during the opportunities for people to come in. So in 2002, there were 57 musical groups, 100 open house invitations for 13,000 people to come see those different groups. And the whole year, or the whole Christmas season of 2002, 14,000 people processed through the White House.
Oh, wow.
So when you think about how many people come through, so the visitor's office was also in charge of doing the little tour guide that mm-hmm. each person got when they came in. And that was also something that Mrs. Bush was involved in. So they found a children's book illustrator who worked with the design of what was the theme. And before this book had to be done before the ornaments were up. And it was simply amazing how this artist could actually have drawn and illustrated what was actually on in the White House. It wasn't, I mean, they never saw it because the book was ready the day the ornaments were done.
Oh,
so,
right.
So they talked with the theme. She knew this, he or she knew the theme, knew what it was going to be, had conversations with different people and what they were making, and produced a book that maybe was 15 pages long. And they would be able to walk through with this little book, and it told, you know, this is Barney, and it's President Bush's dog, or this is the president's Coolidge house, and they knew, they would know every little detail about what was going on. It was pretty fabulous.
Oh, that's amazing. It's really mind-boggling to think about this, the amount of time and effort that must have gone in such a short amount of time, like a sprint to get it done in time. Were there ever times you were stressed out, like, is this, oh, are we going to get this done?
Oh, yes. I would always be at the bow table, and so I would be making all the bows, and so Nancy would give us a list of all the bows that went in the room. And so every inside and out had a bow. And so we had done all these bows and hundreds of bows, big bows. And the ribbon was the most beautiful ribbon you could ever see. And one year it was a bright chartreuse green on one side and bronze on the other. And we did all the bows. And then someone came in and said, that ribbon is on the wrong side. And they had told us to do that side, but apparently we were, you know, supposed to do the other. So we had to take all the bows apart, iron the ribbon, and do them again.
Oh, no.
So, and you would think, how are we ever going to get these bows finished? And but we always did. It was, we got them finished, and they would be up and ready, but it was a miracle how they ever, I mean, some days you would think, we'll never finish. And kind of like today.
No, exactly.
But it was...
And I'm not helping by taking your time.
No, this is really nice.
I know.
But one year, we had made all these bows, and we would travel from the warehouse back to the White House, and we would take the bows on the bus with us. We didn't want those to go in the truck. And one year, all the red bows for the outside disappeared. And they said, we have to make all new bows for the outside because they didn't get here. And I said, well, they were on, you know, they said they were bringing them on the truck. And we would take the inside ones with us just so we would know they were there. And we had made some more bows. And I looked out the window and down underneath a tree was all the red, you know, they were still outside in the rain and snow. And they had just not brought, you know.
Oh, so no.
It was... We did a lot of bows. That's quite a few.
What's the secret to a good bow?
You know what? Nancy Clark was the best teacher.
And who's Nancy Clark?
Nancy Clark was head of the floral shop. And for how many years, Andy?
A very long time. I don't know exactly how many, but she had a history with the White House.
Mm-hmm. She was incredible. And when we first... The first year I was there, she took Susie Bickley and I and said, okay, I want to show you how to make them. And you would wrap it around your thumb and do the different loops. And you would always measure every loop on every bow. We would mark it on the table. And every one of them, every one of those loops were the same. And by the end of 3 days, your hands were just...
Oh, I can only imagine.
But they were... very methodically done because she liked them that way. And we'd do one and then show her, and then she'd say no, and we'd try it again. So it was, she was a great instructor, and she taught me to make some nice bows.
So Andy, how did you find the volunteers? I know the craftsmen and women obviously are you know, longtime White House folks, but the decorators like Susie that volunteered, how did you find and collect these?
Actually, I think Nancy Clark reached out to a lot of people and scheduled them. So mm-hmm. The florist shop did a lot of the scheduling, and Susie knew Mrs. Bush Ken Blasingame was part of that. He had friends that he knew.
And Ken was the head designer?
He was the head designer. And, you know, the we would get phone calls all year long from just anybody in the United States who wanted to come decorate, because people know that volunteers do come decorate. And, like, how can I be a decorator to the White House? I want to come. I'm a florist in Paducah, Texas, and I would love to come. What do I do? So, you know, it's everybody wants to do that because you know about it. And especially after the first year of the Bush time, year is in the White House, because that first year people couldn't come to the White House. And they arranged for HGTV, mm-hmm. who came and videotaped everything. They did maybe a hour show about how they would go off and show the artist in each state doing their decorations. They showed the tree where it was coming from, and they showed the tree being delivered, and they showed the volunteers working, and then the end result. Well, let me tell you, in 2002, everybody had seen that show, and they wanted to come decorate. And so,
No shortage of volunteers.
People just really wanted to do it. And, you know, I think that each president and first lady has people they know who they want to use. And so, you know, it's not like the resident staff that's always there. This is an ever-changing group of volunteers. But they had a great time. So
we did.
They would, it was hard work, but they had fun. And sometimes people didn't see each other for the whole year, and then you'd get back together.
It was great. I still have friends that I met, you know, the first day, and I walked up there and didn't know one person, and now I'm still keeping contact with so many of the volunteers. And the funny thing, when I had seen the HGTV special when the year before Bush became president, and I thought, well, I've always wanted to do Christmas decorating at, you know, I thought, well, this would be kind of fun. I'm going to just call. And so I looked up, however you used to do that, on information, and I called the White House, the main number. And I said, I need to speak with someone in the floral shop. And Nancy Clark answered the phone. And I said, this is Susie Fields. And I saw this on TV. And I said, I would love to come volunteer to decorate. And she said, are you a florist? I said, no, I'm an interior designer, but I love to do Christmas and floral arrangements. And she said, well, I'll get back to you. And I thought, she's never going to call me back. But the next morning she called me back, and it was like a dream come true, really. So,
like winning the lottery.
I won the lottery.
And so, you know, I hear these stories, I think, they must have meant a lot to you guys, because you're here today to volunteering to decorate the Bush Center. And, you know, I've been here for about 8.5 years, and I believe I've seen you guys every single of those eight and a half years with one COVID exception, I think. What brings you back to keep doing this, even though this isn't the White House, but it is, you know, a special place.
I think what brings me back, I love to be just the camaraderie of the all the volunteers that come, and also I always feel like I'm giving something back to the president and first lady that they gave me the opportunity to do for years, and it's almost a calling to me, because I think it's you get such satisfaction to see something and feel like you're making a difference.
Yeah.
So.
And I didn't get to decorate at the White House because I was busy working
in
the White House.
Yeah.
So for me, getting to be part of this is just really very fun. And I love all these people we volunteer with. It's just basically the same crew every year. It's very fun. You learn things. I learn how to go back and maybe make my tree kind of as nice as these trees are. And, you know, you just get, it gets you in spirit. You know, we do it in November, and I'm going to go back home and put my tree up because I'm now ready to do it. It's the beginning of the holiday season.
Yeah.
And I think also we realize that people do come here and see this. They want to see this too.
Yeah.
And it's not the White House, but it shows you what happened at the White House.
Yeah, and Bush Center visitors can see one of the trees y'all did. It's in our courtyard here. And as a bonus, you can also see President Bush's contribution to the holiday spirit with his newest painting, a Christmas poinsettia that he did using his new cold wax technique. But anyway, I love watching you guys, and because even I learn, and I'm adult at this kind of thing. But you know, even just going through, like I heard Ken Blazingame say, "Oh, make sure that the head of the ornament, where the ornament attaches to the string that holds it up, make sure that's hidden. You don't see that. You just see the ornament." And it's little tips like that. What are there any other like little decorating tips that can help people make their Christmas tree or their Christmas display a little more special?
Well, I learned from Kenneth that. When you would decorate a tree, say you wouldn't just hang all the Christmas ornaments on the edge of the tree. You put them inside the tree. And then you would always start with the larger ornaments and the farther in the tree. And then you would come out with the smaller ones. But you never just had anything hanging there.
Just on the edge.
And on the edge. And so you work on that tree and you make it full from the inside out. And just the bows and what kind of ends you have on the bows. Do you want a fishtail or do you want just one point? And it depends what the theme is. You never know what that bow, the end of that bow is going to be like. But I've learned so much from, Kenneth and Nancy Clark that I would have never known anywhere else. And I think everyone has their own style of decorating their trees, but I think when you were taught and guided at the warehouse and the warehouse working and then the White House, you just think, I learned this, at the White House, and it was pretty special. So,
and I think one thing that I realized is I always hated putting my really special glass ornaments in the tree because I was afraid they'd break. But now I realize if you hot glue the lid of the ornament, it's not going to come off. Because, normally that little top piece pops off and your ornament falls on the floor and breaks. If you hot glue it on there, it's going to stay there and you're less likely that your ornament is going to fall and break.
Depending
and
how aggressive wire. The kids
you're
are.
Right. Well, the wire. I learned a lot about, how you'd always buy those little Christmas ornament hangers? Mm-hmm. Well, you never use those. You use a 12-inch piece of wire and you have it on there and you get it on there very tight because they said a lot of times people would come by and try to pull off ornaments. And so that's why you really tied. You had to, because if the trees got bumped into or whatever, and I never realized, you just don't go buy those little Christmas hangers. They get a long piece of wire and
loop it on.
Wire it on there.
Awesome. These are things I never would have in a million years thought of.
But I'm sure you're gonna use all these
ideas. Use them. I'm gonna go home actually and tell my mom she really loves decorating her Christmas tree and I know she's someone that would really appreciate these kind of tips.
These tips. Wow.
So when you're you're decorating an 18-foot tree, is that different from decorating a smaller tree? Is it the same thing, just at just more of
it,
or
a bigger ladder?
Well, and the scaffolding. I think the first time they put me up on top of that scaffolding, it was, you're 20-some feet up in the air, but you had to crawl up the scaffolding, and then they would move it all the way around, and then you'd go down on the tree. But I think they usually hung that. Didn't they put the tree? They had that wire
hook
coming from where the chandelier was.
So they used the chandelier hook and secured the tree
up there.
At the ceiling. Certainly didn't want a big tree to fall over.
Right, right.
Yes. Well, it was... I thought the first time they brought that huge tree in and they put protective wood sheets on so they could walk in the door so it wouldn't scratch up all the door. And that was a big day when they brought the big tree in. We all lined up and watched it come in. It was pretty spectacular.
All right. Let's close with one last. What is your favorite Christmas memory in the White House? Andy, let's start with you.
Oh, my favorite memory is, of course, the first year, walking upstairs and just see how these beautifully decorated trees with snow on the trees and the lights and the snow all over the floor. I have never seen anything like that before. It took your breath away. So that was my favorite year, I think, and maybe because it was right after September 11th.
Yeah.
And, we were all so emotional. Right. And to see this unbelievable. And I also thought, how sad, no one else is ever going to see this. It was just such, I mean, we were lucky. We were very special because we got to be actually be in there with that wonderful Christmas. And the other years were really, you know, it's hard to say. I like that one absolutely. But I think it was the first. It was the year. It was the emotions of everything. Yep. That it was just special.
And we were lucky that we were able to show some of those houses that you described at the mm-hmm. Bush Center back in, I think we did in 2013, I want to say. And they were really special. Mm-hmm. It was really great that the public could finally really see
them up close. And it was our first year. So we had never seen that before either.
Right.
And I had never been to the White House at Christmas.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, that's pretty fabulous. Everybody should get to see this.
It was. I agree with Andy. That first year walking in and seeing that marble, shiny floor and the lights and the snow. I think we had over 40 trees on that one floor that we snowed. And I kept thinking, how is this ever going to come off? But it was like Andy said, it's very spectacular. It would take your breath away. So it was something that I'll never forget.
And you remember that it didn't end at Christmas. So the White House staff, people came after Christmas for maybe 2 weeks to see these ornaments. It wasn't the trees and the ornaments. So mainly because once President and Mrs. Bush had their parties, they had their Christmas. But at Christmas at the White House continued for 2 more weeks. So it's a really wonderful time. It's probably 3 or 4 full weeks that people can actually go see the White House.
Well, thank you guys both so much for all the work that you're doing here at the Bush Center every year. I know as I spend every day here and walking in at Christmas time and seeing the decorations that y'all have done really brightens my day every day. So we really appreciate everything that y'all do and volunteering your really valuable time. And thanks for taking time out. I've got to let you get back to work here.
Mm-hmm. I've got ornaments waiting.
Yeah, I'm going to get in trouble for taking up too much of your time. But really, Susie and Andy, I really, really appreciate this time. And thanks for sharing your stories and your
thanks
memories.
Thanks for asking. Thank you. It was fun.
Be sure to visit the Bush Center this holiday season and check out Out of Many One, Portraits of America's Immigrants, before it closes on January 3rd, 2022. You can also see President Bush's newest painting in person, Christmas Beauty. We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Strategist. Please send us a note on social media at the Bush Center on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you for listening.